Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Monday, the 18th of March. Hope you're well. Very much just a catch-up pod. I will be getting into, I know I keep saying that, it's been really busy. It was wall-to-wall football at the weekend. Did two live sessions. Cheltenham last week on brunches, 4 days a week with Andy. Get to that in a minute. So yeah, just been really busy, but thought let's got a little bit of time this morning, got catch-ups. We are in the international break football-wise. I'm really busy this week. I've got a meeting today up in London with some FTS people. I am then, I can't remember what I'm doing tomorrow, but I'll take the car in for a service and opticians. I've got a meeting with FTS member who won the one-to-one at Christmas on Wednesday. And then I've got our big FTS meeting with Dave and Alistair up in London on Thursday, and that's where we'll look at where we're at in development wise of the next phase of FTS and what we're looking to do, and look at timelines and getting that out. So lots on. Then Friday, Sam's flying to Malta. I'm dropping her to Gatwick. Then I'm driving up north, and I'll hopefully see some of you in the Swan and Railway at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. In Wigan, right outside Wigan Station. Do come and say hello if you've got the chance. Sit and have a beer, can chat about anything you like. Andy will be there, Mark will be there. Sure, a fair few FTS members will be there. You can pick our brains or talk about whatever you like. I'll be travelling back early part of next week, and that's when I can then settle into pods and other bits of work that I've got to do before the football resumes on the 30th. So it's going to be a bit of a manic international break for me. Lots to do, and I've got lots of analysis bits that I need to do as well. I've just introduced a couple of new things into my betting, and I've been doing it, sort of testing it, and this break will just give me a chance next week to sit and build those processes in more fully, and then scale them up, and off we go. And some of these bits I will be sharing with you forward. I'm going to do some book review pods starting next week. I'm going to do a couple of strategy pods. I'm going to do another one on first half 1.5. I've got another way you can play that, and I'm going to talk a bit about home gains, and I'm going to talk a bit about second half goals. So I've got lots in the pipeline to come there. I'd still love to do some interview pods if people want to come on. I'm not, you know, once we get this week out of the way, I won't be going anywhere, so I've got plenty of time. Then I can sit and scale those in with people if anybody wants to step up to the plate and talk about their punting. Cheltenham, good fun last week. I didn't get to see much of it. We went down to Devon to see Sam's brothers. She's getting worried that... as you know, a couple of years ago, one had a heart attack and one had a stroke within the same week. They're both older than Sam, in their 70s. One of them looked really well, and the other one I didn't go and see. He didn't really want anyone seeing him, but Sam went over. And she said he just looked old, and he's kind of given up a bit, which is he's on his own. So they're just putting a plan in place to get him out. But the brother I saw looked pretty well and was jovial enough and good. So that's out of the way. And then she's off to Malta on Friday. She's going to see the kids. My daughter is likely moving back full time. That'll be fun. Then the people who said there haven't been any stories, there you go. That's when they'll start. I went to America. Somebody asked me, was there any? It was very sedate. Other than the woman at the hockey match, it was very sedate. And I mean, since I've been back, I've not done anything. I've just been working and... obviously off down visiting them. So it's all been a bit, I just don't feel I've put my feet on the floor. But where are we? Cheltenham. Yeah, fantastic. So obviously I didn't watch much of the racing, but it was, we did the Andy service, which was absolutely fantastic. I think, you know, we didn't have a massive number on that. But the people who did it, I think really enjoyed it. Worked out about £2 a race. Loads of work by Andy. I tell the guy not to write so much. He just loves writing. But you know, 8-10,000 words each day on the races, spreadsheets of pace maps, and then sitting on the brunch talking people through it, telling people how to trade. Absolutely fantastic. Went really well. I always enjoy doing them with him. Have a bit of a laugh. Unfortunately, I didn't get the blogging profit, which we got beat up the first day. I went on Tully Hill, which one of the guys in one of the branches renamed Toil Up the Hill, because it did ran like a damn squib, didn't it? Unfortunately, I was listening to on the radio. It's murder on the radio because it sounds like they're going better than they are. On the radio, the thing two fences out was winning. Just got a couple of stakes wrong, really. The Captain Guinness race, I should have had more on Captain Guinness to win. You know, again, after timing, but I should have done. I'd put in the right up, but I fancied it strong. It was because it went down to seven runners. And there was one other winner that I should have had more on that I just didn't. And it was more that I never felt I got myself in front enough to go. I was, you know, you're conscious other people are following you, trying to protect. And I don't want to sit there and do $4,000 or $5,000 at Cheltenham to be the greatest respect myself. You know, I'm churning out a grand a day, something like that. I can't remember what the stakes all add up to, but you know, I have a bit of a go. But yeah, unfortunately, the last day just saw us dip -60. But good fun. Apologies to those who followed. A couple of results the other way, bit changing stakes, we'd have been good. But good fun. I do enjoy it. I do enjoy that Cheltenham week. I wouldn't go again. I think the stories of people going, I think they're well gone. All these places, somebody put it right now, it just seems to be. I mean, the last time I went racing was Epsom on the Oaks Day a few years back, other than the FTS Lingfield Day, which is a day of decorum and good behaviour. But people queuing up to do coke in the carsies and things, it's just not for me. I've said it before, I've never done drugs. I think one of the biggest problems in this country is the cocaine fucking output. And everybody you speak to seems to be on it. It's fucking nuts. It's just not for me. Don't really know how you solve it, but it seems that's what happens at racing. People just get coke fueled up, and my experience of people coke fueled up is then they like to try and have a fight, and that is not what I go out for. I don't go out to have fights. I go out for a bit of fun, bit of a laugh, bit of piss taking, and I won't say enjoy the racing, because I do manage to go to York and not watch the race. I do like the York meeting, but then I don't get involved in I just stay in one spot. I just get myself in the champagne tent. I don't leave. But yes, we'll move on through the racing. This year I'll speak to Andy about ways forward when I'm up next week. What else have we got? There was another bit. Oh, golf, Scheffler. He's just amazing, isn't he? He's as good as, I mean, people aren't saying it because obviously the longevity, but he is as good as Tiger Woods in his heyday. His numbers he's putting up are just incredible. It is as simple as if he putts well, he wins. He is just miles better than anybody else, tee to green, miles better. It's not even close. He is streets ahead. People who talk about Rahm, and he is streets ahead of anybody else in the world, tee to green. So I put four golfers up at the start, and I did say if you want to cover them with Scheffler, which I think at the minute is the play for every tournament. You know, back-to-back wins, back-to-back players' championships, absolutely incredible. And then we had a lovely trade on the first couple of golfers with Schauffele and Wyndham Clark. I put four golfers up, but they were two of them, and they were obviously first and second. Clark got himself five clear at one stage into 2.0x or whatever it was, and Schauffele the same, leading with a shot to go. And then the old bottle machine started to work again, and he hit it to 6 foot last night on 17. And I never for 1 minute thought he was going to hole it. As he was walking up and across the bridge to the green, I thought he won't knock it in. There's just certain golfers. Certain golfers have got that. Like Cantlay, I'd fancy him to hole it. Even McIlroy, I'd probably fancy him to hole it, Rahm. But I just looked and thought, he won't hole that. It would have tied him for the lead, par up the last, getting a playoff. And then he didn't. And then he shoved it right off the tee. He's just not a winner. I think he's got the most top tens without winning in tour history now over the last, in a whatever period, 2 year period, something like that. Just he's one to take on all the time, particularly if he goes low. And he's not one I ever put up at the start. I mean, he does trade because he gets himself in top tens. I think he's got something like 15, 16 top tens. So as a trader, he is, you know, you can't say he's not a trader, but he's just, he's not for me somebody who's, who's a winner, but it's difficult to see. You just can't see past Scheffler at the minute. It's really difficult just to look at and say who can beat him. If he putts well, he wins. It's as simple as that. I love watching him. I just think he's absolutely great to watch. You know, some people say he's boring, but if you appreciate the nuance of the game, he's just absolutely brilliant. He just doesn't make mistakes, and he just it's not just the quality of the shots, the way he works his way around a golf course, the way he moves around a golf course just strategically. It's awesome. It's absolutely superb. Live sessions, there probably won't be one this Saturday. There's like three League One games, three Segunda games, but we'll get into those. And as I say, I'll be sharing those strategies. Got a couple of new bits that I'm going to do that you'll hear about after the meeting with Dave and Alistair. That we're always looking to move it forward, always looking to improve the website and improve your not improve improve your chances of making money. And I think certainly from the feedback that we're getting, great feedback from the Cheltenham do. There's much better feedback coming in from people on the football now. And obviously it's scaling that up for people, and for me, scaling it wider, as in making more people do that correctly. And over the years, made massive mistakes. It's a lot of it's how you teach people, and I'm kind of getting a better grip of that. How to explain things, what to explain things, what to show people. If people want to run around like lunatics, punting everything, but it is really all about getting a solid strategy, executing it, and all your as long as you set up and everything. I talked about shit in the bed. Most really people reason people shit the bed is money, getting your stakes right, so that you can, endure these runs. Somebody asked me about beginner, it's 60 odd points up. It's on a downturn, but everything goes up and down. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what financial markets, doesn't matter what crypto markets, everything just goes, nothing ever goes in a straight line. And the minute you get your head around that, and you set yourself up to be like that, then you've got the opportunity to do better. But yeah, do come along. If you're up north, come along to the pub and see us. So yeah, this will be the last podcast this week. I'll hopefully see some of you up north Sunday, and then pods and things will resume. I'll get into. I'm going to do some sort of short, snappier mindset ones. A couple of book reviews. As I said, I'd love if people want to come on, give us a shout. Great to talk to people about their betting experiences, good or bad, doesn't matter. Yeah, and then new bits for FTS, but basically it's I remember when I went to Billy Joel concert, and he came out, and the first thing he said, I'd wanted to see him for years, and the first time I went, he came out and he sat on his stool and he went, same old shit. He said, nothing new, I'm just going to do the same old shit, basically saying. And he has just, funny enough, he's written a song this year, which is was really surprised me. He'd like hadn't written a song for 15, 20 years, and he just came out and sung his old classics. And I kind of think of that when I talk. A lot of what I do is exactly the same. You do little tweaks and change, but the strategy, the execution of things doesn't really change. It's just a matter of pulling that game out. And even on the lives, when I mention something, and on those, I've covered a vast array of stuff. And because you have to, sort of right, get it all out there, and that's it. This is what I do, and I've talked about probably 20, 30 different methods, and I implement these methods. But I see from the questions that people ask that oh, they're going to start doing that now. Where really the idea is you pick one or two and you stick with it and go. But what happens is people pick one or two, they have a couple of bad weeks, and then they think, I'll do something else. And it is that constant chopping, changing, which ultimately leads to problem. If you, I've said it before, if you can go through a year executing everything and you stand still and don't lose money, that, trust me, is progress. But people don't want to see that because they want to see these massive, vast sums very quickly, where lots of little wins eventually add up, and then you just scale it up and scale it up. And it is all about your setup, your risk reward for you, getting it right for you. And that's the kind of stuff I want to get over now over the next 12 months. I've done loads of it, but I think we need to really get into the nitty gritty of that, and perhaps work in slightly smaller groups with people and go, right, this is. I'm literally going to show you exactly how to do it. I can't do it for you. I mean, I do it for people, but I can't do that for you. Ultimately, to stand on your own two feet, you've got to be able to go and do this yourself and stand there and go, that's what I'm going to do, and do it. And I don't have somebody ask me about my home gains. I think I'm now on 21 winners on the trot, 22 winners on the trot, the Kevin Kelly method. The method of betting is exactly the same as Kevin does. I pick games, I green up, but my method of picking games is completely different to Kevin's. Kevin is, he's openly talked it on YouTube. There's an hour YouTube he talks about it, and he is a lot more subjective than I am. I try to take nearly any subjectivity out of my football betting. I'll have opinions on things, but if it comes up as a bet, I'll tend to bet it. Where Kevin, he'll have seven, because he only wants to bet one game a day. So, and that's worked for him, and it's worked really well for him. And I know there's other people have different methods, and it's the same with the, but I think that's where we've got to get a bit more. It's very difficult because you say to people, do this, and I've had this conversation with loads of people, and things I've sort of talked to Andy and Mark about, and Gazed tips and that back in the day. You go, do this, and then people go, well, yeah, I will do that, but what I might do, I'm just going to add that to it, and I'm going to tweak that. And well, you're not doing it then, are you? You're actually not doing anything that I told you. You've just taken the premise of it and changed it. And yes, you have to do things to suit you, but there's some stuff that you can just do. And if you did it and you did it religiously, you'd be a lot better off than perhaps you are there. And that's the bit I've got to get in. It's very hard. One of the things I've really felt very hard sharing trading stuff in real time. Like even that live on Saturday, I felt quite under pressure. There was quite a lot going on. Yesterday there was nothing going on. Everything had, so you're trying to do it live, it's quite hard, and particularly when you're talking to yourself, because you feel, I think it must be boring. I'm sitting there, and it's great that people tell me it isn't. I'll really appreciate that, because that kind of motivates me to do it. Because I sit there and go, you're actually listening to my voice, and I go, oh, going to be a late goal at Reims. They score in the first third minute. Oh well, that one's chalked off. So it's quite difficult to share stuff in real time. So it's just getting that balance right of how we share stuff forward is really what I want to do. I want to do a lot more of it. I want to do move a lot more to video, tuition, webinars, stuff like that. As I say, perhaps working with smaller groups of people, but really saying just do this, and actually walking you exactly through how to do it. And then ultimately, if you go and do something different, I can't, there's nothing more I can do. But really going, if you do this and you just do it religiously and forget everything else and just do that, I think we'll be in a position where we can move a lot more people forward, particularly those who've struggled and just bobbled up and down. But I've got a couple of new metrics that I'm looking at, all will be revealed over time. Stuff, I'm always pestering Alistair, can we do this? Can you get this for me? Stuff I kind of used before, but I had to dig around and find it, and I couldn't be consistent doing it. Where now I've sort of said to Alistair, I want that, please. And he's gone, okay, there it is. And it's amazing. It's absolutely bloody amazing. Alistair, you're a top man there. I've said it publicly, see? The old headmaster keeps me on my toes. Right, I'll leave you to it. Hopefully, see some of you on Sunday. In the Swan and Railway, Wigan. I'll see a few of you that I'm meeting up with this week. And then next week, guys, I'll be back, and football returns properly the weekend of the 29th, 30th. And we'll be on YouTubes and things over that period. Take care and have a lovely week.